Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody wants out, get out. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs. Okay? This team is going to the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We shouldn't set them in. That's a damn coaching mistake, right? The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
Well, I don't have to say any more than that, Brent.
No, you certainly don't, Jack.
I'm
very honest assessment. I saw
I'm
you.
A man.
You
I'm
head
sorry.
Right off.
And, I'm not a kid.
One of
his
assistants.
Who's the kid here? Are you kidding me? That's all I got to say. It makes me want to puke.
Welcome, Earthlings. You have stumbled across The Balance, the only internet radio program that gives you a full balance of all sports. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter at TBalance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. And make sure you send us your comments to TBalance@ymail.com. Right now, here's your host, Tom and Kevin.
And welcome to another episode of The Balance. It is good to be back, and right alongside me is my partner in crime and that redneck from Philly, Kevin. I am doing good. Doing good. Got a lot to talk about on today's show. We've got college football. Got a lot of college football to talk about. NFL. We've got the fantasy football. Some NASCAR. We got some MLB. So stay right there. We'll be right back. And welcome back, and it's good to be back after our sabbatical. Kevin, how are you been, buddy? I am doing good. We still might be dealing with a little audio technical difficulties, I guess is the word for it, because I can only hear you on Skype. I can't hear you on the other phone, Kevin, for the FYI, for the show. So, if our fans can't hear you, Kevin, but I can hear you, so we'll try to get that audio fixed right away. So, hopefully, Kevin, are you there? Can you hear us? Okay. Well, as the technical difficulties get worked out, Kevin is here. We're just trying to get his mic on. I'm not sure exactly what the issue is. Kevin, can you hear me? And I can hear you. I'm hearing you on Skype, but I'm not hearing you on the mic. I'll roger that. All right. Well, Kevin is here today. He is joining us. We're just having a little bit of technical difficulties with his mic. We're trying to get him mic'd up right now. We're going to go right into some college football. And Kevin, whenever you're there, you just jump right in the program here. Today is start of college football. We've got a lot of good games, so you need to sit back and enjoy. Sit back and enjoy the first slate we've got. Notre Dame today, fellas. That's right. We got UConn and Michigan, Purdue, Notre Dame, LSU, and UNC. Got a lot of good games. You can catch all them on ESPN. You can also send us your comments at tbalance@ymail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance. Kevin, are you there yet? We are still having some technical difficulties, it looks like, with Kevin. We're going to go ahead and go to a quick are you there, Kevin?
All right. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Now we got him mic'd up. Are we ready to go, my redneck from Philly, buddy?
Well, I think we are. This is these technical things, for some odd reason, they're usually pretty easy for me, are really kicking me in the tail today.
Well, that's okay. We're all mic'd up today, and we're ready to go. We got some college football going on. We got Purdue and Notre Dame. We've got UConn and Michigan and LSU and UNC. Now, we're going to be doing a lot of college football coverage as the season goes along, and, of course, we're going to dive into every game and break them down and we'll go there. We're also going to talk some fantasy football. We're going to talk some baseball. My Cardinals finally won a game, and they've had a struggle here recently there, Kevin. And we're going to talk a little bit about some fantasy football. We've got our fantasy football league that is up and going. We got room for probably two more owners. If you want to play, shoot us a message on Facebook under The Balance. You can also shoot us an email at tbalanceymail.com. That will have the draft night Friday night. Kevin, are you ready for that?
I am ready for that. There's been a lot of shakeups and players and switching teams. And I was in one league, and we drafted 2 months ago. Why they had to draft so early, I don't know. But for some odd reason, they did, and now everybody I picked isn't playing for who they were. So that fantasy team is pretty much screwed up.
Well, I'll tell you one. The good thing about fantasy is it is just that. It is fantasy. So
exactly.
Well, today we've got college game day going on. 12:30 Illinois versus Missouri. 3:30 Texas at Rice. 7:00 San Jose at Alabama. Northwestern at Vanderbilt, 7 o'clock, 7:45, Oregon TSU, 8 p.m. LSU, North Carolina, 11 p.m. tonight, all the way up to 11 p.m. tonight. We got Wisconsin, them Badgers out there at UNLV. They're out there in Vegas. I guess you got to start a season. Vegas is the place to start. Plus, you got Boise State in Michigan and Virginia Tech today. Going to be a lot of good games today. Kevin, what are your thoughts on today's game?
Hey, you know, Boise State is definitely looking good. We'll see how well. I mean, they're ranked number 3, but unfortunately, looking at their schedule, I really don't see them playing, you know, that tough a team. So even if they go undefeated, will they play for national championship based on the way college football is? I don't think they will.
Well, you know, here's the way that the we all know college football has got a lot to be desired when it comes to selecting the national championship, and I'm sure we'll get into that controversy as the season progresses along, and as we get in closer to the bowl season. But you know, it's a lot of times it is very much predetermined on who's going to win the national championship, and that's unfortunately the way that things go. But, you know, tonight at 7 o'clock, we've got Boise State against number 1, Alabama. And that's right. That should be a good game. Mark Ingram's run for the second Heisman Trophy has been put on hold and possibly even derailed before Alabama tailback had a chance to gain a single yard. Ingram will miss the number 1 Alabama's home opener against San Jose State after injuring his left knee in practice on Monday. That's what Mr. Saban said, and when Saban says it, Saban says it. So we've got a lot of other good games going on, so you can catch everything, of course, on ESPN. Make sure that you follow us along through the season on Facebook, The Balance. Search The Balance. You can also send us an email or a tweet. Is it a tweet, Kevin, or a tweet?
It is
I'm
a tweet.
Not sure.
I don't know. Where you're from, East Coast or West Coast?
Yeah, it just depends on if you've got that accent going on.
Exactly.
Well, we got a lot of good things going on. It's good to be back on the air after a couple weeks sabbatical. We'll just call it a sabbatical. What do you think about that, Kevin?
It pretty much has been a sabbatical with everything going on. School, work, so forth. I sabbatical would be a good word.
Got a lot going on with school. Kevin's studying to be a master chef. He's going to be on Hell's Kitchen.
Exactly. I don't think I have it. Well, you know, I don't think I have it for Hell's Kitchen. I'd probably end up hitting him if he came in like that. So I don't know how well I'd be on something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you. Just sit back and enjoy, because today is going to be a good game of a lot of good games. that Notre Dame game is going to be a good one. Notre Dame and Purdue is fighting it out there. What do you got on that game there, Kevin?
Well, you know, I out of that, I like Notre Dame. You know, with us hosting the Big Ten this year up in Indy, it'd be kind of neat for one of our local teams to make the Big Ten championship. Now, is that reality? Probably not. But it'd be kind of a cool storyline, you know, for an Indiana team to make it. But I don't think any one of those will make it to the Big Ten anyhow. Championship.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Notre Dame is a national team, got a lot of national coverage with their team, got a lot of TV coverage, and Purdue gets a lot of TV coverage as well. But the season opens today. The conversation starts today, Kevin, so we want to make sure we got the chat room open up, Kevin.
I do have it open.
We do have it open. So go to blogtalkradio.com and search The Balance. You can also find us on Facebook under The Balance, and you can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. We got a lot of stuff going on. Got a lot of college football. Got a lot of NFL this weekend. This coming up week, I tell you what, NFL really gets the stuff going. What do you think about our Colts there, Kevin?
Well, you know, I was watching the preseason games, and I got to say that some of our young guys, you know, White was looking pretty impressive. James was looking pretty impressive at the last game. And, you know, I'm kind of debating our third-string quarterback, which will probably drop because I don't remember Colts ever having three quarterbacks. Looked to me better than Painter did in the last preseason game. So if they drop to two, I don't know who I'd rather keep as a backup for Peyton. Painter or our third-string guy. But the sad thing is, as good as he played, and I'm talking about him, I can't remember his name. I remember he begins with a B.
I don't think he's going to be around, to be quite honest with you, Kevin. I think it's going to be the Painter and Manning show, more like the Manning and Painter show.
The Manning show.
I think that it's always going to be the Manning show, that's for sure. Well, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be back, and we're going to talk some college football. Tell you what, if that doesn't wake you up on a Saturday morning, nothing will, Kevin.
That is right.
We're going to talk a little bit about some college football. Kevin, what I want you to do is I want you to go ahead and dive right into the breakdown of some college football here. I'm going to bring up the Notre Dame and Purdue game, so go ahead and dive right into some college football here, and I'll get right on that here in just a second here.
All right. Well, it looks like right now we got everything's pretty much happening. Well, I won't say everything, but a lot of the games are happening around noon, so make sure, you know, you kick on your TVs and watch that. You got a lot of your top-ranked teams playing really early today. You know, you have your FSU playing at 12 o'clock, ranked number 20 right now. I'm still a little disappointed in FSU when it comes to the way they handled Bobby Bowden. I think, you know, we've talked about it before, and I think he's one of the best coaches that's ever been out there in class, and I'm kind of disappointed in the way they did him. He got number 4 Florida playing Miami of Ohio. Not really a challenge, but, you know, hey, it's a game. Number 9 Iowa is playing EIU. Not real sure who they are. Penn State ranked number 19. You know, that hurts to read. I'm a big Penn State fan. Big Ten fan, or slash Big 12, slash Big 11, whatever you want to call us this year. You know, I am a huge Penn State fan, Joe Pa fan. They play at 12 against YSU. Georgia is ranked 23 this year. Georgia Tech, number 16. Texas is 5, West Virginia 25, Oregon is ranked number 11, Auburn is 22, Arkansas is 17, Nebraska is 8. Welcome to the Big Ten. And coming in to the Big Ten as ranked number 8 nationwide. Yeah, and that is one of the things I talked about this past week. A lot of your ESPN shows and so forth were talking about the Big Ten and how some of the rivalry between Michigan and Ohio is going to be affected. And I like the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, but the reality is any of the teams that play Michigan in the Big Ten is a rivalry. For whatever reason it is, that's the hated team in the Big Ten. You know, we have Oklahoma at number 7. We have Nebraska, like I said, coming in at number 8 this year. We have Oregon State against TCU. Ohio State beat Marshall 45-7, not a big surprise. Miami beat FAMU 45-0. USC beat HKW, which I believe is Hawaii, at 49-36. Utah upset Pittsburgh, which was ranked number 15, 27-24. So that was a upset.
Okay, well, all right. I thought you were going to say something there. I tell you what, we are in for an exciting time with some college football. And I tell you what, it's going to be a good season. We've got Purdue and we've got Notre Dame today. We've got a lot of good games going on. And I'm sorry, I am having my own technical difficulties on my end. But anyway, Purdue heads to Notre Dame for the 2010 season opener. I'll tell you what, though. That's going to be a good matchup. The Purdue Boilermakers will head up there to South Bend, which is just a small car drive away, to take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And I'll tell you what, if you've got to open up a season, why not open it up there at Notre Dame? And that's going to be the highlight of our weekend, is that Notre Dame and Purdue game. And they're two teams ready to begin the 2010 season. I mean, it was quite a finish for these two teams in 2009. The Boilermakers rallied from 10 points down to take a fourth quarter lead before Notre Dame scored the winning touchdown just 25 seconds left on the clock. Everybody remembers that game. The Boilers finished up in 2009 season 5-7 overall, but did make a nice showing in the Big Ten, going 4-4. This year they just have 11. This is the Big 11 this year, Kevin. What do you think about all that?
It is the Big 11. Yeah, it's
I'm gonna tell you.
Quite interesting.
I'm going to tell you. And so it's going to be a good game, and so I want to make sure you check that game out. And I'll tell you what, we've got, this is Big Ten country right here, and, you know, we're going to do a lot of talking about the Big Ten. You mentioned Penn State a while ago. We've got IU, my boys, the Hoosiers. But then, you know, you've got some of the big powerhouses, you know, Michigan, Wisconsin. Those are all some big powerhouses. And then this year we've got the new team. Should we refer to them as the new team, or should we give them the official welcome?
Go ahead, Tom.
No, I was just going to say, but the granddaddy of them all is them Buckeyes. And I know you Michigan State fans don't like to hear that, but Ohio State and Penn State, Wisconsin. But I'm going to tell you what, Ohio State every year, they bring it. And they definitely bring it big time. So, you know, basically you've got the Big Ten's got a lot of good college football teams. Ohio State, like I said, Penn State, Wisconsin, Purdue, Illinois, and Indiana. And, of course, you know, over in the West, you've got Michigan, and let's hear it, wait for it, Nebraska. Welcome to the Big Ten, Cornhuskers.
Yeah,
the Cornhuskers are now
number 8, though.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, though. If we got to bring in a team, Nebraska certainly has a rich football history, and they're going to bring a lot of coverage to the Big Ten and a lot of good press to the Big Ten. And we're glad to have Nebraska a part of us. And then, of course, you've got the Hawkeyes up there in Iowa, Northwestern, Michigan State, and them Gophers, Minnesota. So it's going to be on top of all that, Wisconsin and Minnesota and Illinois and Northwestern preserve their annual rivalries. And you know a little bit about that Penn State rivalry stuff going on there, don't you?
I do. And, you know, I look forward to there's kind of like in baseball, I have that one or two teams that I just can't wait to see my Phillies play. And with Penn State, it comes to Ohio State and Michigan. I'm not really I want them to go, obviously, undefeated. They're my favorite team. But it doesn't hurt too bad when they lose anybody other than Michigan and Ohio State. If they lose to one of them, it just hurts.
Well, Penn State, I'll tell you what, they're going to lose a terribly important land-grant game in favor of a new rivalry with Nebraska. Meanwhile, it's a little-known fact that the Spartans and the Hoosiers have a rivalry. They do battle Michigan State and Indiana every time they get together, just like Indiana and Purdue. You kind of throw out the record books. So it is going to be fun to see the rivalries go at it. Of course, IU has always hated Purdue. Purdue has always hated IU. But the Spartans and the Hoosiers do have a rivalry, and they'll play for the old brass spittoon this year. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, Tom, we have I'm chatting with somebody nicknamed the Hammer from New England right now. And the question he had is, he said, you know, he made the comment, I love college football, but honestly, I stopped watching once the bowl games start. And his question is, how long do we have to wait until the playoff system? You know, as I told him, I don't know when they're going to come to something like that. I think it would be a good thing for college football ratings and viewings if they came up with a little bit different of a system. I think a lot of people are turned off at the bowl games because it pretty much seems there's so many bowl games out there that almost any college football team nowadays has a chance to play. No matter what their season is like. And a lot of people are turned off also by the fact that, you know, like the Hammer said, that, you know, the championship game, is that really picked fair as far as what two teams play? And we got into it a little bit with Boise State. You know, and I got to kind of say, you know, it does, I think, come down to money. If you have three undefeated teams, the two top teams that are going to bring in the most viewing is going to get it no matter whether you want to consider that fair or not.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. It all boils down to, and we're going to have this discussion many times as the season goes along, it really boils down to one thing and one thing only, and that is quite simply money. Dinero, the pesos, that's what's going to happen at the end of the season. The team that can bring the most money to the NCAA and the team that can bring the most TV coverage and the most TV contracts, well, that's going to be your national championship game right there. And pretty easy to predict on who that's going to be. Obviously, USC is going to be out of the picture this year, and we'll kind of dive into them again as the season moves along. But they certainly have had their own troubles out there in Trojan land there. That sounds like a condom commercial, but but all things considered, I think the Big Ten, like we said, we're going to do a lot of talking about the Big Ten because we're in Big Ten country, right in the backyard, in between Purdue and IU, located right here in the beautiful city of Indianapolis, which is also the headquarters city, the flagship city for the NCAA. But all things considered, like I said, I think the Big Ten did a pretty good job. I mean, at first glance, it certainly did a much better job than the AACC in 2004 or the Big 12 in 1994. Nevertheless, in any move like this, there are going to be some toes that get stepped on and some institutions going away with a sweeter deal than others. But, hey, that's college football. That's how they play the game. Some rivalry games will no longer be an annual event. Some fans and teams and travel expenditures will get a little bit pricier, but at the end of the day, it's still college football. College football starts today, so make sure you find your game of a choice. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some NFL.
Reach up there and pull those belts. Reach up there and pull those belts tight. What?
And we're back. That was a great commercial break there.
It was, you know.
That's all right.
Hammer, we have some middle of something else.
We have some sponsorship openings. If you do want to sponsor The Balance, make sure you shoot us an email or shoot us a message on Facebook, and we'll be glad to talk to you about that, and we'll give them a sweet deal. Speaking of sweet deals, how about that Ben Roethlisberger out there in Pittsburgh? Boy, did he come out unscathed or what? Again, the boy does not learn his lessons, and we'll see what happens with his with the new show. But, yes, it was announced yesterday. He gets to come back, I believe, October 6th. The NFL, we are in full swing. We are getting ready to go with the NFL. This is the NFL week. Would be the best way to say it. We've got our Colts, and we're going to do a lot of talking about the Colts, because the Colts, I just think that they're going to be really kicking it on big time. And, I was realizing this when we were talking about fantasy football there, Kevin, that that we're going to miss the opening game for our season, but that's okay. That's okay. We got Minnesota and New Orleans opening up on Thursday night, Kevin. What kind of a breakdown and thoughts do you have on that game?
Well, I've talked to a lot of guys in my class and so forth, and a lot of people are saying that they don't think the New Orleans is going to do what they did last year. I kind of argue that. I think New Orleans is going to be another really top team. So I'm picking them to be up there again near the top. Personally, I really, and we've had this talk, I am not at all a Brett Favre fan.
You mean Brett Favre is back? I had not heard the news.
I would like to see him just get, not plummeled physically, but I would like to see that Minnesota just get tore up with him as quarterback.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is Minnesota has they're going to be there at the end. They've got a schedule that permits that to happen. They've got some teams that they should have no problems winning, and we'll see. They've got New Orleans, like I said, and then they've got Miami coming up on the 19th, and then we'll see. I mean, they're in a division that permits them to win games, and so that said, we'll see what happens with the whole Minnesota Vikings saga, and we'll see what's going on. But what's going on right here in Indianapolis? I'll tell you what, we are headed out to Texas to play them Texans. Texans. That's more like a New Orleans kind of thing, though, right?
Exactly.
We got the Colts. We got the Colts and the Texans. I think that'll be a good matchup. I think the Colts will pull that out for their first win, obviously. They're going to pull out the real playbook. So for those of you wannabe Colt fans that want to dog the Colts during the preseason, everybody knows the Colts does not even use a playbook in the preseason. They're just trying to see if they can get their bench filled, and that's pretty much what it amounts to, and I think that showed on the field. And I haven't had a chance to do the breakdown to see who's on the squad and who isn't on the squad. That's right. But I tell you what, the Colts had kind of a shadow. Montoya. I got racing on my mind. That's the next segment,
exactly.
Kevin, by the way. I hope you're ready for it. Moya, defensive tackle for the Colts, did get arrested for DUI after the game the other night. Early Friday morning, he was driving while intoxicated. Certainly hope that this was an isolated incident. The Colts are pretty good about nipping that stuff in the bud, unlike the Indianapolis Pacers.
Well,
every time you turn around, there's something going on.
Breed.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. But on Sunday, we've got a lot of good matchups. And I tell you, Sunday. That is the NFL is ready to rock and roll. You've got a lot of good games. You got Cleveland and Tampa Bay, Miami and Buffalo, then Bengals going into New England. Of course, we talked about Indianapolis and Houston. You've got the Broncos and the Jags and the Falcons and Pittsburgh. You've got the Raiders taking on the Titans. You've got Carolina and the Giants, little Manning out there, and we'll see. He's going to have a pretty good showing this year if he can keep his helmet on and not get his domed rock.
and of course you've got the
Lions and the Bears, the Lions, Tigers, and the Bears. That's right. The Lions are going into Soldier Field up there in Chicago on Sunday afternoon. Should be a good game for Chicago. Chicago should pull that off without too much of a struggle. But you know, hey, Detroit kind of showed us a showing last year, so we'll kind of see what happens there. And then you've got Arizona and St. Louis, Green Bay and Philly, the game you want to talk about. What do you think about that, Kevin?
Well, you know, I'm hoping that Kevin Cobb does some things for us this year. I'm still a little uncomfortable with getting rid of McNabb. Not so much because we got rid of McNabb, but a little bit uncomfortable with sending him to one of our division rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia usually makes some pretty smart moves, but this one, I'm kind of questioning on how smart of a move this one really was to send somebody like that to a arch rivalry, somebody that we've got to play twice a year and could affect whether we go to the playoffs or not. So still not really sure why we did that.
Well, I'm going to tell you that Kevin Cobb, the pressure's on. And I think he's going to do a great job. I mean, we all know Michael Vick's troubles, but I think those are kind of it, maybe in the background, and he's got a good backup. Philadelphia has got a good opportunity to make a good showing. In fact, I actually picked up Kevin Cobb in my fantasy league, in my other fantasy league at church, so I'm looking for good things out of him, too. So we will see.
He's a good young quarterback. I think he's going to do okay. He's got some pretty decent receivers right now. You know, mentioning quarterbacks, though, there's two good things coming on right. Well, a couple things, you know, that I thought about this week. You've got the Sanchez up with the Jets. He's got to do something this year. Jets are counting on him to step up and, you know, be the quarterback they paid all the money for. Then you got the issue of Matt Leinart in Arizona, and who's going to be the Rams' starting quarterback? In preseason, I was very impressed with Sam Bradford coming in there. I think the Rams need to put Bradford up there and give him a shot.
No, I think you're right. I think that that the Rams have a good quarterback there, and it's time for him to earn his money that he's getting paid. And Sam Bradford certainly is one of the most elite quarterbacks out there, and so we'll see how that goes. We'll see how a lot of the rookie quarterbacks are doing. I think, you know, obviously Tebow out there in Denver, he should be able to walk right into the starting job there and be just fine there. I don't know. We get out there to Denver, maybe it's to keep their face warm. I'm not sure. And also Sunday in the late afternoon games, you got the Niners and the Hawks, and you got Cowboys and the Redskins, and that's another matchup that just people are just going to want to watch. That's going to be they're going to do battle out there in Washington, and those two teams always go at it. So, I love that commercial. I don't know if you've seen it where it says Troy Barkman, and I'll say live and let live. Then you've got the Ravens and the Jets, and on Monday night it's the Chargers and Kansas City. And the Chargers are no longer got LT out there to make a showing, so that's going to be an interesting play out to see what happens out there on Monday night in Kansas City. Have you seen much about that game? And I just love saying Monday Night Football, Kevin. Monday Night Football. Are you ready?
It's good to have that
football
back.
And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be a good game. It's going to be a breakdown. I think that San Diego should pull that out. I give them a very slight edge over Kansas City. And I mean, they've got Kansas City's got Matt Castle out there that's tossing the ball with them, and you know he's came a long way over the years. And Philip Rivers, of course, out there in San Diego. So we'll see how things pan out for him. And obviously, like I said, LaDainian Tomlinson is now a Jet. So we'll see how that game pans out, and we'll go from there. But it's going to be an exciting season. Looking forward to it. Counting down to Super Bowl. I think the Colts are going to be in there. What do you think?
I think they will. They should be. If they're not, that's going to be definitely a disappointment. There's no reason that the Colts should not make it. They didn't lose anybody. That is huge. They still have, of course, the Peyton Manning, which any team that has somebody like Peyton Manning, you got to give him a shot just because of him alone. I'm looking at the roster right now, and I'm trying to look if White made it to the roster. And unfortunately, number 15, that's what I want to look for. It looks like, yep, White did make it as of, that was on the 30th. So, as of 8:30, they have White making it. I don't see James. They have James making it also, the running back, from Miami. Now, do you know, Tom, somebody was asking me the other day, is he related at all to Edgerrin James?
I honestly don't know. That's a Google question. I really don't know. I've heard that very same question, but I honestly don't know. I know it's not like a brother or anything like that. But yeah, I mean, I think that the Colts and the Texans, and that's going to be, I really think that's going to be one of the games of the week. I mean, both teams have great quarterbacks and both have great wide receivers, and we always do battle against the Texans. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a good game, and I think, the Colts have an advantage. I'm going to predict the score to be 16-10 right now. That's just my prediction. Colts win 16-10. So,
I think Colts will win. I can't predict the score, but I do agree the Colts will win. I was talking to, matter of fact, at school last Saturday, we had a big festival. We were there from noon till midnight, as you know. But one of the guys that came in there, one of the chefs that came into our school was the executive chef, which, for anybody that doesn't know, that's the head chef. And then the guy underneath him, sous chef, both of them came in and cooked some meals for our wine festival. I was talking to them, and they said that the atmosphere around the Colts right now, around Lucas Oil, around the practice stadiums, they're excited about their possibilities this year. So it's not just, us fans that look and see some good things. The players themselves really feel good about this year.
Oh, I think it's going to be a great year. And like I said, each game is its own, and what we've got coming up now is Houston. And you can always pencil that one in as being a classic between the Colts and the Texans. And I don't think we'll be disappointed yet again this year. That this is certainly going to be a great game, and we'll see what happens with the Colts. But I think there's a lot of buzz going on with the Colts. I think that they've got a great schedule that's friendly toward them, and I think that I think it's going to be a good season for them. And we'll see how things pan out. We've got a little bit of shuffles in Saturday. Jeff Saturday isn't going to be playing right away, and so we've got a new person under center there, and so we'll see how that plays out and how Peyton Manning adjusts to that. But following Peyton Manning the way I do, I think he's going to be just fine. So we'll see how the games pan out. Like I said, there's a lot of NFL to talk about, a lot of things to go into, and we're going to really get into that as the season goes along. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some fantasy football. That's what we all know about.
Mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling. You make no sense. You know how cretinous you sound when you think that a broadcaster can affect what happens on a game? How stupid you sound? How infantile?
Well,
Tom,
all I can tell you
is one of my favorite clips.
All I'm going to tell you is, you know, how infantile we're going to be come Friday night. It is going to be fantasy football time. Draft night, the balance, draft night, BW3's Crawfordsville Road. Come out and join us. We are going to be drafting for some of the top players out there. Looks like we've got 16 teams going in. Like I said, I think we have room for just a couple more. We can probably squeeze in if you do want to join that. If you want some information on that, the information is all there on Facebook. Just find us under The Balance. You can also shoot us an email tbalance@ymail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook, The Balance. We're on Blog Talk Radio right here every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Kevin, what do you think about our new time? It's getting up a little bit earlier. We got to line the veins with some caffeine. But other than that, I think it's going to be a good time slot. Gives us some chance to talk about some good college football, obviously about the games that are coming up the next Sunday and, you know, that sort of thing. Kevin, what are your thoughts on Saturday morning balance?
Personally, I think it's a good thing. You know, I agree, you definitely need to have some coffee brewing. But as far as, you know, for our callers, for us, it's definitely a good situation. We could spend our hour talking about sports, having a good time with that, and then we still have time to catch our do what we need to do before our college football comes on. Because like you said, it's right now, this is college football season, and none of us want to miss that college football game.
Oh, that's right, and I think it's going to be a good time. Well, good times are going to be held by all, especially by us guys that know it all, the armchair quarterbacks, the sport guys like you and I, fantasy football. Right around the corner, we've got some really good fantasy stuff going on. And, Kevin, what are your overall thoughts on who to take, maybe in your first round with the running backs? Do you do the running back draft strategy? Do you do a running back quarterback? Do you do a running back, wide receiver, quarterback? One thing I do know, you don't ever want to draft on the first round, and that's your kicker or your defense.
That is very true. Now, I usually start out with quarterback, and then I hit a running back and then a wide receiver. But I've heard so many different strategies out there. I know people that will go quarterback, all wide receivers. I know some will hit straight to the running back. I go with the quarterback because the reality is this. He's going to be the guy that orchestrates everything. So, to me, that's who I need to have as my first pick.
Well, here's my strategy, and I've been playing fantasy football for a good number of years now. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that it's the best strategy, but it's my strategy, and it's did me well in some years, and some years it's not. But one thing I've always did is I've always kind of stuck to my strategy, and I'm kind of the running back, quarterback, wide receiver, going back and doing my backup running back so that I can get some depth in my running back. Most leagues, you get a lot of points off your running back, so you want to make sure that you get the best running backs that you can possibly get that are out there. Obviously, the more teams that you have and the deeper the league, the less options that you have, and especially if you do a sneak around type draft and you got the first couple rounds, it could be a little bit before it gets back around to you. And, you know, you figure if you've got 16 teams, the top 16 running backs, if everybody goes with a running back, which is a very popular strategy, they're gonna be gone. So you need to have a strategy that gets you your top running back and your top scores. Now, not to say that quarterbacks don't play an important role in the in your draft strategy, but at the same time, quarterbacks you make your money off of passing and TDs, and obviously everybody knows that every time a quarterback touches the ball, he's not passing it and he's not throwing the TDs. But every time the running back touches the ball, they are obviously rushing and running, so it's easier to rack up your points with your running backs. And, you know, obviously the top running backs out there are obviously, you know, those that know anything about football at all, and you can just blindly pick and go with Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson, Maurice Jones-Drew, Ray Rice, Frank Gore. You know, those are give-me's. But when you get deeper into it, and, you know, see, like I drafted Michael Turner as my first round pick, and he's a little bit deeper, and, you know, you get a little bit deeper. You got Matt Forte, which is a good solid running back. Cadillac Williams, obviously, is another running back out there, you know. And I still say that LT's got some juice left in him. He's going to be out there in the Jets, and he's not going high in the drafts this year. But I would certainly look at picking him up in a second-round pick or something like that to as a backup. And he certainly is a great bye week player. So if you want to, and that's another strategy, is to develop your picks around matchups and favorable matchups and that sort of stuff. To me, Kevin, that's just way too much math for me. So, but you can get into a whole research and do your spreadsheets, and it's just, you know, a lot of fun. But, you know, Kevin Falk is another really good running back out there if you want to go deep. Like I said, everybody's going to go after the Ray Rice. Ray Rice still has some Frank Gore. I mean, they still have some juice in them. Adrian Peterson's still going to go be the top running back, and then, you know, so that's kind of how I would go, and then I would move into my wide receivers, and obviously everybody knows Andre Johnson, Randy Moss, Miles Austin, of course, Reggie Wayne, yeah, he is certainly one of the top wide receivers out there, and he's stepped into a role where he's scoring a lot of points. You got Roddy White out there, Larry Fitzgerald, who's always a solid one, Calvin Johnson, Greg Jennings out there at Green Bay. So those are all some of your top one. Marquise Colson with New Orleans, that's another good wide receiver. If you can pick him up, he's a good safe pick for you. I picked him up in my other league, so, I mean, he's another good. And then you got the Ocho Cinco. Hey, you thought we'd go the whole show without saying T.O. and Ocho Show.
Did you hear what he did here in Indy the other day?
Yeah, I heard that he took a bunch of fans out, but he had to be like the first 65 people in line to go to the game out there, dinner with him out at St. Elmo's. So that's a lot of shrimp cocktail, buddy.
Well, $10,000 on a lunch definitely had a lot of food. If not, something's going on.
I'll tell you what, I'd be Ocho Cinco.
I would
be a Ocho fan for a free meal at St. Elmo's. Am I crazy?
I definitely would have.
Yeah, I saw that tweet come across, and I figured, man, well, I was just actually walking out of the office at that point, so there was no way I could have made it from the north side downtown anyway. But I'm sure the line got pretty long as soon as the word got out. But it was kind of one of those undercover things where he just said, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I want the first 65 people that say they're my fans get a special wristband, and dinner's on me. So it was a fun time. But going back to fantasy football, you know, we've got some quarterbacks that we've got. Kevin, who would you say, since you said that your draft is to go with, your strategy is to go with a quarterback first, who would you say would be the top quarterback to go after? Can't say Peyton Manning, by the way.
Well, I was going to say, obviously, you know, people didn't go for Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, Drew Bledsoe's, you know, quarterbacks like that. I'm going to stick with somebody like a Kevin Cobb. I like Donovan McNabb this year as a quarterback. There's a lot of good possibilities out there as far as players.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. I mean, Kevin Cobb is a good, solid pick. I mean, he's got a bye week in week 8, I believe, is when the Eagles have the bye week, and that's a good time to have a bye week because it certainly is. They're kind of banged up by that time. So, I think that Kevin, if he can get blocked very well, I think he's a good safe pick. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers up there in Green Bay, if you're going to go with a quarterback, I'd pick him above Peyton Manning any day of the week. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and then maybe Peyton Manning. But, you know, Peyton Manning is Peyton Manning. He's a great quarterback, one of the best, obviously, ever played the game, if not the best to ever play the game, and certainly not taking anything away from him. I'm just looking at fantasy points because he has a strong running game, whereas Aaron Rodgers passes the ball. You know, and I would still say Brett Favre still has a little fantasy juice left in him. He's a little risky, But, you know, if you like to roll the dice a little bit with the quarterbacks, I would say if you're going to go in the first round to pick a quarterback, you know, he would warrant, you know, some looks. Now, Ben Roethlisberger is another one. You know, once he's able to come back and play, which, as we talked about a little bit earlier, it's going to be sooner than later, it looks like, and he's not totally out of the clear, in the clear yet, but it looks like that the road's been paved for him on that. We also talked about Sam Bradford, and, you know, Jake DeLone still got some juice in him. Those are some of your deeper quarterbacks that I would look at if you're going to do that. And then, you know, some of your top defenses that I would go after first, and, you know, obviously I would wait till you're about your fifth or sixth round before you start even looking at a defense, if not even later, because the defenses are going to be there. And here's the thing, the defenses are only going to get you so many points, and their points are based on sacks, interceptions, and special team actions, whatever happens there. But the Packers would be the one that I would look at first, obviously, and then your Eagles. Obviously, the Eagles have a strong defense, and they have a lot of fantasy juice, and the Saints and the Vikings, the Steelers, and, you know, I wouldn't even look at the Colts until later on, and they were, if they were left, you know, that's who I would look at. And, you know, some leagues, we won't be doing this in the fantasy league, but in our fantasy league, but some leagues we do in my church league. I know, they draft a defensive player, a defensive lineman, a linebacker or whatever. So, you know, you got Jared Allen out there in Minnesota, Julius Pepper, you know, those are all people to take a look at. But if you're going to go with the quarterback and running back strategy, I tell you, I kind of would like for, you know, what I would say is your top tier quarterbacks would be Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Tony Romo, Matt Schaub, and then maybe your tier two, maybe you want to look at as a backup quarterback. But like I said, we're going back to Kevin Cobb. I would pick him up in the second round, but I don't draft a quarterback in the first round. So if that's your strategy, I would certainly go with for your Aaron Rodgers or your Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or something like that in your very first pick to go with the fantasy draft. There, and running back, so you obviously want to go with Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson, Maurice Jones-Drew, Ray Rice. Those are your top ones, tier two ones. I'd still look a little bit into Frank Gore. He's still got some juice. Yep. Michael Turner, like I said, but I Michael Turner was my number one pick. So, I mean, my strategy is a little bit different than a lot of other people. You know, Jamaal Charles, he's a little bit risky, but he's a good pick too. So, you know, so there's a lot of good picks out there. And, you know, if you really break down the numbers and you look at it, it is. But any given Sunday on fantasy football, that's the way that it is. So anyway, so we'll see how it goes. Next week when we talk, we've had our draft, and you and I will really break down the balanced draft and how it went, how your draft went, how I went. We'll try to get some of the other team owners on the air with us here and try to talk a little bit about the balanced draft. Again, if you want to get into fantasy football, this is your last chance. Draft is Friday night. We need to know it. Send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And we'll get you on the balanced drafting. Kevin, I know you've been sitting there with bated breath. We'll be right back to talk a little bit of Redneck NASCAR.
Reach up there and pull those belts tight one more time.
Okay, well, I just want to get this thing started. I know it's going to be so much fun to watch and do. And here they come.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Let's go racing, boys.
Well, Tom, I am definitely looking forward to this weekend. Last night started out very interesting truck race. I don't know if you got to read anything about that, but Kyle Busch has won four in a row of the nationwide truck races. And coming into last night, would have been his fourth, and Todd Bodine and him got involved in a little bit of bumping, and Todd Bodine called Busch dirty. So Kyle Busch decided that he was going to come over to a victory lane.
No one's ever called Busch dirty before?
You know, imagine that. But I guess this time he got upset, so he wanted to go and do a little crying like he does quite well. And he went into victory lane, and I guess watching it a little bit, try to get up in Todd Bodine's face and was upset that somebody called him dirty.
Well, I have been out of the NASCAR loop the last couple of weeks, so I'm going to let you fill us in and bring us up to speed on the standing and how things have been going. I've been got a lot going on with work and football, fantasy football. But so, Kevin, why don't you bring us up to speed? We got just a few minutes left. We also want to get into just a real quick talk on the that big brawl out there in the Atlanta Braves game. So, but go ahead.
All right. Well, I mean, not a whole lot has changed the points. Clint Boyer right now is still 12th. What he's trying to do is get himself a little bit more of a lead over Mark Martin, which right now is sitting 13th. You know, your top five are still Kevin Harvick, Jeff Gordon, Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, and Denny Hamlin. Jimmy Johnson, surprisingly enough, is not in the top five. Jimmy Johnson, actually number 9. It goes Harvick, Gordon, Kyle Busch, Carl Edwards, Denny Hamlin, Tony Stewart, which is a local boy, Jeff Burton, Matt Kenseth, Jimmy Johnson, Kurt Busch, Greg Biffle, and Clint Boyer. And then 100 points back out of 12th is Jamie McMurray, and 101 points is Mark Martin. So Clint Boyer has a little bit of a cushion to make it into the chase, but he definitely needs to he can't fall either. He's definitely got to do, win or do good over these next three races in order to keep his hold on the champion or the chase, I should say. So this weekend will definitely be interesting. If Kyle Busch wins in Nationwide, it'll set a record for the most wins in one season in Nationwide at 11 by any driver. Kyle Busch today is chasing history, and then tomorrow we've got the chase being involved. So this weekend's going to be good in NASCAR when it comes to stuff like that. You know, and the brawl in Atlanta, I was kind of watching the Braves, and they have fallen here over the last few weeks. Matter of fact, Philadelphia Phillies, my boys, fighting Phillies.
That's right.
Are only one game out of first place now.
Hey, I told you it could happen. I told you a few weeks ago.
Well, and I agree. As well as, you know, they might not need a wild card. It might be the Braves needing a wild card. Washington had a brawl the other day. Baseball is getting pretty physical here lately.
I tell you what, everybody's going at it, and as you get closer to the pennant race. And I tell you what, like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, and I know we haven't talked a lot of baseball today, but we had to get in football. And I think, and just so that everybody knows, we're going to be making the shift from, baseball into a lot of football talk and then NASCAR and stuff. But, hey, Kevin, it's been a great show today. Guys, make sure that you catch us on T-Balance and V-Balance on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter at T-Balance. Kevin, any last words before we get out of here on a Saturday?
No, I just want to say thank you for the hammer coming in, talking to us on chat. And please, anybody else that wants to come on chat, please talk to us. Let us know what your opinions are. Again, this is not our sports talk show. We're just the host. We definitely want to know what you guys want to hear. So let us know, and we'll do it.
All right. Now we are out of here. We will see you next Saturday. Same bat time, same bat channel. That's 8 o'clock right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're out of here.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a bitch, didn't you? That's all, folks.